welcome to another episode of BitNote. This is David Collins. We'll be playing another selection of video game music, and this is BitNote episode 150. So, sit back and listen to some great tunes, and hope you enjoy. Welcome on the show, everyone. As I said, today is BitNote episode 150. So last time, when I celebrated the 100th anniversary of BitNote, I did an extra long show and played a lot of tracks and some remixes and stuff I really enjoyed. This show, we're not doing the full hour long, but we are going to play some neat tracks. So to start things off with, here's a remix of a tune that I really, really like. The tune is Starlight Zone. I played this track a long, long time ago, back when I was celebrating the release of Sonic Generations, and I played what I thought was one of my favorite tracks from the original Sega Mega Drive game, Sonic the Hedgehog. The first Sonic game, the one that kicked off the entire series. Well, as I've said before, when a game is much beloved by many people take their own take on it. They do remixes. There's a lot of fan-created stuff derived from it. And one particular fan, who goes by the alias MegaWolf77, created their own remix of Starlight Zone. So, what you're about to listen to is what's called Starlight Zone Act 7 Love House Mix. And regardless of what that name actually means, just have a listen and hope you enjoy. I know I did.
Thank you.
And what you just heard there was MegaWolf77's remix of Starlight Zone, entitled Starlight Zone Act 7 Lovehouse Mix. The original Starlight Zone was, of course, from the original Sonic the Hedgehog, made by Sonic Team and Sega, and it was originally composed by Masetta Nakaruma and Dreams Come True. So, that was a really fun remix, and from a Sega game, and what do you happen to know? We're about to move into another Sega remix. This is actually an interesting one. A while back, I played music from a game called Gain Ground, and I said that I really, really liked the game. It's kind of an arcadey game. You keep trying and do better each time, and essentially you deal with a whole load of anachronistic group of warriors going from like Viking things to futuristic soldiers as you fight through all these simulated different ages, going from like medieval times to the future and everything. So essentially, each level it starts out, you got enemies to defeat or an exit to get to, and all the characters you get to the next level, you carry on, and you basically try to build up a whole little army of up to 20 warriors, and it's all really, really cool. It was really released for the Sega Mega Drive, but it's been re-released on a bunch of other Mega collections and such, and re-releases that Sega has done. But during the middle of the noughties, Sega was doing re-releases of a different kind. They weren't just merely porting the game over or just using a basic Mega Drive emulation. What they actually did was they worked together with a company to like create remastered versions of Mega Drive classics. These were called the Sega Ages Collection, or Sega Ages 2500 series. And there were many different volumes of it, covering many, many different Mega Drive games. And one of them, of course, was Gain Ground, which was developed in tandem with Sega and 3D Ages. Now, the original music was by SZK from the game Gain Ground, but for this re-release, they didn't just, you know, copy the music over, because after all, it was made for considered primitive Mega Drive hardware. They wanted something completely remastered and completely updated. And the theme they did took what I think is a really good theme and made it even more awesome. So, what I'm about to play for you is that very, very theme. It is entitled Origin Awaken Theme of Heroes, and of course, as I said, it's from the Sega Ages 2500 series, Volume 9, Gain Ground. And as I said, it's by Sega and 3D Ages, with the original music by SZK. So, without further ado, how about we listen to some professionally remastered track of a classic Sega game? Sounds good to you? Well, it sounds good to me. Have a listen and hope you enjoy. And that was a rocking remix of Origin Awaken, Theme of Heroes from Gain Ground. And of course it was remixed for its re-release in 2006. So, the Sega Ages collection did remaster a bunch of other tracks as well. Sorry, it was in 2004. Close, but yes. They remixed a bunch of other games as well, often giving them 3D graphics, such games as Fantasy Zone, Outrun, Last Bronx, and so forth. So clearly they were really hitting that time of just re-releasing it. Unfortunately, since then, I don't think they released that in Ireland. I think they only released them in Japan, but oh well, there you go. So, I've said enough as I can about Gain Ground, so I'm going to move on to now another game track. Since it's the 150th episode, I was going to play a song that I really liked from a game, but kind of wanted to hold off on because I hadn't played the game fully. The game itself is called Solar 2, and it's kind of an indie game developed largely by a single guy whose name is Jay Watts, although his company is kind of Miradi. And essentially, it's called Solar 2, and it's basically a kind of a universe kind of simulator. You start in as asteroids, and you go around, and you collect stuff, and you're able to become a planet. And then you collect stuff, and you're able to become like a sun, and you're able to collect planets and become a solar system, and you're able to collect even more stuff and become a black hole, and then the whole thing collapses in on itself, and you become an asteroid again. It's kind of a bit of fun, because you can move the planet around and do various things, and at first it kind of feels like there's no point, but there's a lot of little fun stuff you can do. For instance, if you become a planet that's habitable, you'll have a lot of like alien race setting up on your planet, and they'll create spaceships. So it's always fun to like end up like being a solar system with a lot of different alien races on it that have all of their own spaceships. And then you go around and try to attack other solar systems which have their own aliens on them, and then you just watch all the fighters fly around and shoot at each other, and you try to destroy the other side and manage to get their planets and all this sort of stuff. So it is actually, it's kind of fun, and there's a lot of procedural stuff like that. It's, you just play around and work the simulation and just try to, you know, decide what you want to be and try to make your planet habitable and try to be better, but then everyone else is getting better around you, and kind of like basically creating a simple simulation of the universe in a way. Each stage you're at, whether it be, like I said, a sun or a planet or whatever, there's usually a bunch of little mini games you can play, which are actually kind of more the more goal-focused traditional game challenge thing that basically use the your control of this planet or solar system to perform a task. Now, this is kind of the reason why I hadn't played this on the show before. I have not completed any of these tasks. I found them very hard, and I kind of ended up leaving the game. Yeah. So, I felt, look, it's not fair to play music from this game unless I've, like, really, like, given a good shot, really tried to complete these things. But at the same time, it's a really, really good track, and I'll tell you which little mini-mission it comes from. Essentially, for one of the mini-missions, you are a planet that gets turned into a disco ball, and you're putting on a concert, a rocking concert. But the problem is, you have fans, lots of fans. They come over to see you, but they also come over to throw themselves at you. And see, you, as a planet, being a disco ball flying through the vastness of space, find all these asteroids and suns and moons and stars and all these sort of astrological bodies throwing themselves at you, and you have to desperately get out of the way and make sure you don't get smitten into a bunch of tiny pieces, all while making sure that the rocking music concert plays and keeps going. It is very hard. My planet doesn't survive that long. In fact, similar to that game as Super Hexagon, I think that by playing this tune on the radio is pretty much one of the few ways people will be able to have of listening through the entire song in one go. So, yeah, I rarely get very far into this song before I am smitten by planets. But that doesn't have to worry us. This is a radio show. I'm not challenging our listeners. The only game you need to play to listen is to make sure the radio stays on and that you are in within range of a radio. And maybe that could be an interesting game concept on its own. You know, you have to stay near the radio but can't go too far away. But regardless, it's time to play the track. The music song is called Mind Over Metal. It is composed by J.P. Newfield, although Matt Wiesen and Brian James played guitars. And it says it's from the game Solar 2, developed by Miradi. Have a listen and hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
That tune rocked, and I don't deny. All right, that was from Solar 2, as I said, and I think I'll move on and finish off the show with another tune that awesomely rocks. This is actually a pop hit, which you've heard on the charts a million times, but this time it's been remixed, and remixed into something using a video game, so to speak. What I'm talking about is Smash Mouth All-Star, which is a classic track, but in this case it's been done in Mario Paint by Balloon 303. Mario Paint was a game released for the Super Nintendo, but the great thing about it was that it actually didn't just let you create paint, it also let you create a lot of awesome music. And in this case, it let you use like sound and sound effects from various different things, put it on a stave and create whole little melodies, often using music sound effects. It was also one of the few things for the Super Nintendo that let you use a mouse. Now, obviously, people have like remade countless like popular hits using Mario Paint, but I kind of have a soft spot for this one, this Smash Mouth version. And one of the reasons I like it is that, you know, in Super Mario World, there's this sound where Mario jumps on Yoshi that was like, doo-doo, and the person in this track very intelligently uses those sound effects for record scratches in the actual song, which I think is very clever. But overall, it's a good song, and I just very much like this rendition. So, this is going to be a Smash Mouth All-Star, which has been remade using Mario Paint Composer by a person we know has Balloon 303. Have a listen, and hope you enjoy. And this has been David Collins with BitNote. Thank you for listening.